Welcome to Bundesliga Recap, match day 4. To begin the week, it was the big clash. The one that I was really looking forward to, Bayern versus Leverkusen. It started out like I would have thought it would. Kane got the goal off the corner. Not surprised. Grimaldo equalized with a really, really nice free kick. And then the 86th minute, Goretzka thought what he had the winner. A Palacios penalty in the 90 plus 4th minute equalized. I'll give my thoughts on the penalty in a second. In short, pretty even game. Shots on target favored Bayern, but expected goals and chance quality, I felt like it was a pretty even match. Really could have gone either way. Now, for the penalty, though, I think it's so soft. I don't really see enough contact, and I really think he's looking to go down. I understand why VAR couldn't overturn it, but for me, it's just it's not worth it to give the penalty there. I don't think that was deserved. But Victor Boniface in this game, he looks really lively, and he's done so good so far. You can't criticize. I mean, he's got 4 goals and 4 games and 2 assists. Can't criticize him too much. But man, he missed so many chances in this game. Yeah, he really could have made the difference. Unfortunately for him, he didn't. But Leverkusen still get a point and are now top of the table on goal differential, just over Bayern, same amount of points. But overall, I would say good performance from Leverkusen. Their young talent continues to build, and I think right now, this is where they need to be. As long as they can somewhat get close to Bayern. In this game, they tied him. They get a little bit lucky off that penalty at the end. But Boniface had so many chances to bury it. Yes, Bayern had other chances as well. But still, Leverkusen still got the point in this game. I'm not going to say it's undeserved, but if the penalty isn't called, it's a Bayern win. But I think this is the time that Leverkusen, if they can keep going and build momentum off this match, I think it will be really, really positive for them. They do play in the Europa League, so maybe that does slow their campaign down a little bit. They might not have as much depth as Bayern do, which will hurt them. Although they do have people coming off the bench like Holozic and Amiri and Ali and Palacios. Like, they have quality coming off the bench. So in the end, I do think that they'll be fine. It's just going to be a lot tougher for them than I think Bayern, because Bayern has the most depth in the Bundesliga. Then you go down to Hoffenheim, Cologne, 3-1 Hoffenheim. Kramaric got an early goal. Grilich got a goal in the 28th, and Bier got the goal in the 52nd minute. Davy Selke got 1 goal back for Cologne, but that wasn't enough. Hoffenheim looked the better team. They had actually less shots on goal. They were just really clinical. But Cologne's just really struggled this season. They've only have 3 goals in 4 matches, and they just haven't really... It seems like they just can't keep the ball out of their own net. And they have dumb things like getting a red card in the 90 plus first minute. There's no reason for that. I mean, having a starter, 23-year-old kid, red card. There's just no reason to commit that foul when you're down 3-1 and you're not going to win. So it's just things like that that are really, going to cost them. And right now, they're not doing great. But if you look at Hoffenheim, Andre Kramaric gets a goal. He's got 2 on the season. Maximilian Bier, 20-year-old striker, his 3rd goal of the season. If he can get going, that's huge. Velt Weghorst hasn't found the back of the net yet. That's a big loss for them. They need him to find something. Because if he starts firing, then their attack can really go full mode. Grisha Prommel, he's been very good in their midfield, gets an assist in this one. And Grilich, solid as always, gets a goal. The other one, Dortmund versus Freiburg. This one I was watching, I really did think that Dortmund were in a lot of trouble. They get the 88th winner from Hummels, who got a brace in this one. And then Royce got another one in stoppage time to finish it off. But this game did not look like Dortmund for a long time. We're gonna get a win and sometimes even get a point out of this. But they end up with three. Expected goals are in their favor. Shots were the same. They had much better chances, but overall, right now, they're only 2 points behind Bayern and Leverkusen for the lead. So not the worst start to the season, but they've been really inconsistent. And that's just not what you need. A draw against Bochum and Hoffenheim. They haven't really played anyone tough. Cologne's had a bad season. Freiburg are not where they usually are. They're in the mid-table. So they've played one mid-table scene, beat them. But then they also played Hoffenheim and Bochum. So playing teams that are expected to be at the bottom fighting relegation and only being able to draw them has not been a good start from Dortmund. And having to rely on a brace from your center back, I just don't see them as a top three contender in this league, this year. Because you got Leverkusen and Bayern, and I think Leipzig are better than them. I'll get to them in a second, but they just have so much attacking talent right now. I don't see that from Dortmund, and they don't have the young talent that they usually do coming forward. They're relying on more proven talent that isn't really functioning. 3-1 Stuttgart versus Mainz. Gerasi gets his first Bundesliga hat-trick and another three goals. He's leading the top five leagues in Europe with 8 goals. And Bundesliga has played one less match than like La Liga or the Premier League. So the fact that he's leading Europe right now, or the major leagues at least, with 8 goals is outstanding. I mean, 8 goals in 4 matches is ridiculous. He's scoring every 43 minutes. I mean, that's insane. His expected goals, he's at 3 expected goals. He's going to come down. But he only needs 3 more goals in the season to match what he had last season. And right now, this is carrying Stuttgart to a fantastic start. And they've got 9 points. So, I don't think they're going to keep this up. Gerasi will not keep this up. But if they can sustain some kind of form and make it to mid-table, that'll be a more successful season than last season. And of recent, they just haven't been in the mid-table or pushing for Europe. So if they can just settle into the mid-table this season, that will be a huge plus from them. On the other side, Mainz, really tough starts this season. They only have 1 point. They're bottom of the table off of goal difference. They get a goal from Leandro Barrero, a midfielder, but they just didn't look that promising in this match. They didn't really ever get a foot in this game. And so far this season, they just have really lacked creativity going forward. They're tied for the least amount of goals scored this season. And their attackers are just leave a lot to desire. They just lost Kareem Adesiwu for until mid-October. And he got an assist in this game. He looked at least a little bit lively. But they're relying on Jason Lee, 31-year-old, who's got a goal this season. But he's a decent Premier League or decent Bundesliga performer, but he's nothing special. Marco Rechner, he hasn't performed at all this season, and he didn't do much last season in the Bundesliga. So I just don't really see where he's gonna make a big enough impact to really push Mainz forward. The only thing that I can really say that Mainz have that could keep them up is Bo Svensson. I think he'll fortify them more defensively as the season goes on, but I think it's all about how many goals they can score. Leipzig 3, Augsburg 0. I mean, Leipzig are flying at the moment. They did have one loss in the first match of the season to Leverkusen, but since then they've won the 3 straight. And right now they look unbeatable against mid-table teams. Like, I assume Augsburg will. Augsburg haven't had a good start to the season. They're only on 2 points. But looking at it, I just don't see where this Leipzig team can really improve much right now. They've got a really good it's kind of a 4-4-2. It's a lot more fluid than that. But right now, Openda, the 23-year-old Belgian striker that they just signed from Lens. 3 goals, 1 assist, gets a goal and assist in this one. And Javi Simmons, this kid is continuing to perform. He's got 3 goals and 4 assists. I mean, outstanding. He's on loan from PSG, and there's no buy clause, so I do not think he'll be at Leipzig for very long, but this season could prove huge for Leipzig as they go on. David Raum got a goal in this one. And overall, I mean, they took the game from the start. Goal in the 7th, 11th, and 27th minute. They didn't add on any, but, I mean, you score 3 goals in the first 27 minutes, and you'll probably be fine that they were. Defense looks mostly solid. They did let some chances go late to Augsburg, which they could not bury. Again, they're also struggling to find attacking producers. Bieldro has got 2 goals this season, but he came off at halftime. So if he's at halftime with an injury, I'm not really sure the timetable for him. But if he's out, that could really hurt their chances. Again, they're one of those teams that just has not scored very much. They've got 7 goals, but they all haven't really found. They got 4 goals in the first match, and then it's been 3 in the last 3 matches. 1 against Bayern and 2 against Bochum. But I just don't see where the goals are going to come from consistently. Maybe Biero comes back and finds form, but right now I just don't see it. The next game, Wolfsburg 2, Union 1. This game, I thought could have gone to either side. I feel like Union probably deserved the win. They did not get that. Wolfsburg got that. Jonas Wind continues to his hot start to the season with 5 goals. Right now, the Bundesliga has so many strikers, young strikers in particular, performing at very high levels. Joachim Mela gets the eventual winner in this one. He scored it right after Gosens got his third goal, actually, of the season for Union. He's been really good for them. He's just one behind Behrens for the team lead in goals. And Union, this was a really big setback, I feel like, for them, because they had won. They won their first 2 matches, and then they've hit Leipzig, who's on form, which you can't really blame them too much for that. But a Wolfsburg team that hasn't been too great, scraping by on some wins against some opponents who's had rush starts to the season. So, not the greatest game from Wolfsburg, but they'll take the 3 points. And keeping their top scorer and striker, Jonas Wind, scoring huge positives for them. Bochum 1, Eintracht Frankfurt 1. Frankfurt equalized they opened the scoring in the 55th minute with Mbibi, and then Stolgar from the penalty spot gets the goal from Bochum. Bochum, they haven't won a game. They've had 3 draws, which is not the greatest start. Frankfurt haven't lost yet, which they're one of 4 teams to not, but they're also the team that's lowest down on the table because they have 3 draws and only 1 win. Just fits into the draw category. Eric Mbibi, a 23-year-old French player, goal and assist this season, has looked pretty good from them. He played last season on loan, but is now a full entering Frankfurt player, and he's had a good start to his season. But overall, just not, I would say, where Frankfurt needs to be. They haven't really found a striker, which is a little bit troubling. They've got Omar Marmoush, who came on at halftime, and Faris Chibibi, but that was his first match for him. And then Omar Marmoush has 1 goal in the season. So they just need a striker, really. I mean, they've got Gozer and Mbibi, and they've got a lot of talent behind him, and their defense is somewhat solid, and you've Kevin Trapp at the back, which is always a plus. So if they can really find a striker, this Frankfurt team could start clicking. On to Sunday's games, Heidenheim 4, Werder Bremen 2. I did not see this one coming. I thought Heidenheim would probably lose this because Werder Bremen, so far, after I thought they would fall back after losing Füllkrug, haven't. They won 4-0 at Mainz, 1-0 at Gladbach, and then away at Heidenheim, they lose 4-2. Dusch got the goal for them. He also came off the bench and missed a penalty in this one, so up and down performance from him. But Heidenheim looked really good. Their keeper got a penalty save. And Tim Kleidenheinz, 23-year-old German striker, 2 goals, 2 assists in the season. He got both assists in this one and a goal. Jans Nicholas Best got a goal and assist. And then the player I talked about last week, Aaron Dinky, the Turkish 21-year-old, gets 2 goals in this one. He looked really, really positive. And because he's got 2 goals so far, or that's adds to his, now he's got 3 goals so far in the season, he's been really positive for them. And I think the biggest shock for me from this Heidenheim team is they have 8 goals in 4 matches. I did not think they'd be scoring. I mean, it will drop down, but they've got 2 goals per match right now. And that's really good for a team that just got promoted. They've got 4 points. Again, I mean, that's not too far. That's not very far high, but a big positive win. Their first win in the Bundesliga for a very long time. Actually, first win ever in the Bundesliga. So that's huge. Frank Schmidt gets his first win in the Bundesliga. And it's a lot of positives for them, especially if Kleidenheinz continues his purple form and they get their wingers Best and Dinky involved way more often because they've shown how good they were in this match. Darmstadt 3, Gladbach 3, the highest scoring game of the weekend. Pifok finally gets a goal for Gladbach. Huge goal for him. And maybe this is the start of something with the Gladbach team. He's got his first goal. It took him 147 minutes to get it, but he's got it. Rietz gets an assist, but the big one, Niehaus and Savonikara. I mean, here's the thing that kind of shocked me. So Darmstadt go up 3-0, and then they concede 3 goals. But after halftime, Gladbach's coach, Gerardo Salone, he goes to the bench with four subs. Brings on Luca Ness, 20-year-old defender. Nico Aldavi, 26-year-old Swiss defender. And then Florian Niehaus relies on the more veteran experience. Gets a goal in this one. And then Thomas Savarankana, 23-year-old Czech Republic. He plays more on the right, but he can play pretty much anywhere on the top half of the field. He misses a penalty, but he gets a goal and an assist. Crucial contributions for him. Gladbach not had a great start to the season. They still are without a win, only 2 points. Darmstadt get their first point of the season, which is very positive. They do concede a red card in this one, too. That shifted a lot of the tide in the 49th minute. Led to the penalty that Savarakana missed. But then right after, Pifok got a goal, and then they finished, and they got more goals after that. But right now, I think Gladbach are starting to feel a little bit more chemistry going forward. But you can't start off the game like that. And I think Salone's got to realize that his starting lineup did not work. He took out Alessandro Plié and Nathan Ngomu up top, and that worked really, really well. So maybe he needs to go put a start with Pifok and then put Neuhaus in and Savarakara in. Because Savarakara, he's got 3 goals and 1 assist. He is going to be out till October, so that's a huge blow for them. But once he gets back, I think he'll get a bigger role. And I think Niehaus needs to go in because he looked really positive as well. But overall, I just want to look at the Bundesliga table, and it's really interesting to me. There's 6 teams on 9 points or more, and Dortmund are on 8 points. So the top 7 are separated by 2 points. And then you go down to Union, Frankfurt, Freiburg are on 6. Heidenheim are on 4. But 12th spot, Werder Bremen, down to Mainz, are separated by 2 points. I mean, Mainz, Cologne, and Darmstadt only on 1 point. I mean, there's just such a huge gap between the top of the Bundesliga and the bottom. And there's a lot of, it's very clustered in there, but there's seems to be a little bit of divide. And I don't know if that's going to stay like that, or we might see a bigger divide happen, and there's really a top half of the table and that's all fighting for European spots, and the bottom half is all fighting for relegation, which would be really cool, or it's much more mixed and there's a lot more clear mid-table. So I could see both happening, but just keep an eye out that there's a little bit of splitting of halves on the Bundesliga table right now. Top scorer, though, Serhu Gerasi, the Stuttgart player I spoke about, he's leading by 3 goals right now. Jonas Wind of Wolfsburg's got 5. Kane, Bonifaci, and Behrens all got 4. So there's five guys, I mean, right now, who've got a goal per match at least. So that's pretty good for at least the start. And then there's another 12 players have 3 goals or more. So quite a few players. And then if you look at goals plus assist, you've got 13 guys right now who are on four goal contributions. So a lot of goal contributions coming from attacking players. And specifically, there's just a lot of goals scored in the Bundesliga, which obviously makes it way more exciting. But that will do it for this week's Bundesliga recap. I'll be on Friday to recap how Bundesliga teams did in Europe. But that's all for today. Thank you for listening and have a great day. Bye.